Louder.
Welcome to the Moist More Soup.
Hey, is that your orange juice?
No. And today, we're going to talk about author's choice and why she chose to write the book.
Okay, it's your boy Tay.
It's Amar.
Armand.
And it's KJ here.
And we are here talking about author's choice.
Author's choice.
Today's author's choice. Okay. So why did the author write this book?
I think she wrote it because there's a realization in what Ezra goes through, and he realizes that at first he starts off as kind of a popular kid, and then he has his tragedy, which he believes, and then...
Man, that was something.
That was something. And then he thinks about, you know, what changed, and he lost all of his friends, kind of, and then he started to...
His friends kind of switched up on him. Let's be honest. His friends switched up on him.
Okay.
Yeah, they were some snakes. But
he kind of lost his popularity.
I believe the author's choice was to show that this happens like everywhere. Like there are student athletes who are good, and then they end up getting hurt and they can't play anymore. And next thing you know, the people that they thought were friends kind of switch up on them, so they're no longer friends.
Face reality.
Yeah.
It's like a reality check is what he kind of had.
He realizes that he was fake before.
Yeah, he was fake too. He was fake too. He switched up on Toby, but now Toby got his back, you know, and they're getting to be good friends again.
That's what I like, man.
You
go back to your good friends,
right? Yeah. And that's what happened. He went back to his old friends, and then he was like, where have I been all this time? Him and Cassidy, which was kind of a fluke at first. And
she made him a fool.
Yeah, she took it as a joke, but he thought it was serious, which kind of killed me, to be honest.
Over here, taking it. It was kind of messed up because, like, he got led on.
Yeah, it was a lead on.
It was tough.
And
it's tough. You know, we all been through something like that.
Oh, man. That's for sure. Can't trust these girls, man.
Yeah, especially, what's her name? Charlotte?
I don't even want to talk about her.
She was a player.
I don't even want to talk about Charlotte. It was really messed up in the book where Charlotte was, like, kissing one of his best friends. And they both looked directly at him while they did it. I was getting mad with the book. I was like, don't tell me.
Yeah, the tone of the book is kind of...
sarcastic upon his tragedies.
Yeah.
It is kind of sarcastic. Yeah. And it is hilarious, too. I think the
tone of the book is for the kind of the reader to think of it as something serious, but Ezra kind of looks at it in a funny way.
Yeah. I'm talking about there's a lot of situational irony.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when you see him... He's like taking everything seriously and stuff, but then you know that he's taking it seriously. So, but then when you find out like he's getting played and stuff, and it's not as serious as he thought, it's kind of ironic.
Yeah,
really messed up.
We're back with the moist marsupial.
Back at it again, talking about
author's choice.
Yeah. So, why did the author write this book?
Honestly, think like the author, Robin Snyder. That's her name, right?
Yeah.
She wrote this book to show like you have to face adversity in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like you saw how he broke his leg and lost all of his friends. Now he has to face it.
You gotta face changes.
But he's taking positive out of it.
He's taking positive.
Yeah.
He's not letting it get to heart, you know, like get to his feelings and stuff.
Yeah. He's also, I believe, like me, like I'm gonna go off the books with this one because, like, y'all talking about adversity. I think it's just entertainment value because there's a lot of jokes and stuff. It's really.
Undercut jokes.
It's a lot of sarcasm, a lot of jokes. And it's a really funny book, and I think it's just he's just making jokes out of everything. Even when when his tragedy first happened, he like in the beginning of the story when he caught his girlfriend, you know, cheating on him, he made jokes during that, and he made jokes during that, and then even when
he'll take the good stuff out of the basket.
Yeah, Cassidy, when Cassidy was joking about
I think that's the real message is sometimes you can't really look at things to be all bad all the time. You just got to realize that, you know, I mean, there's better to life than just, you know, some simple event that happens in your life and it doesn't happen.
After when he was not able to play sports and was not popular enough, he liked being into the group of nerds. He liked being academically strong and stuff. Yeah. He felt like he was not more like fake like he was before.
He had emotional changes and changes of feelings and about himself and others because of what he really went through. Mm-hmm. And it's really changed the whole kind of tone of who he was because he went from. He went from being fake, kind of. Yeah. Then he went to kind of being that kind of outcast, kind of lonely dude. Yeah, you know, exactly. Forgot all his friends. And then he went back to his old friends, and it's kind of the message of the book. You can't really forget your old friends and where you really came from. And, that'll do it for episode 2 of our podcast.
Yeah. It's KJ here.
It's your boy Tay.
Armand.
And Amar, we are signing off.
Yeah. The Moist Marsupial.